USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's an apparent coup underway in Venezuela, where the Venezuelan opposition leader, who the U.S. supports, Juan Guaido, is trying to force out President Nicolas Maduro. There's been sporadic fighting, and tear gas has been launched in the streets of Caracas between forces loyal to Guaido and Maduro. Meanwhile, California Democratic Representative Ro Khanna says the U.S. must show restraint at a time like this.
We condemn Maduro's regime. It's been a failed regime, but we have been saying that the vice president shouldn't be interfering and inciting violence with Guaido.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio tweeting that freedom is now waiting for the people of Venezuela after years of suffering. President Trump is meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer about infrastructure at the White House this afternoon. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Newly announced Democratic White House hopeful Joe Biden was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for a Monday rally, his first big campaign event since he announced his run a few days ago. Speaking to the crowd yesterday, he promised he would protect and improve Obamacare.
We have to stop this administration's effort to gut it first, and then we have to move on and finish the job and make health care a right. Health care is a right, not a privilege.
ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years. It shows him praising the group that he says is responsible for the series of attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. If the video is authentic, it would be the first one from Baghdadi since July of 2014. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Sacramento, California has now released names of 44 priests and two permanent deacons accused of sexual abuse over the past 7 decades. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers in New York are looking to close a loophole in the vaccination laws there. Under the current rules, parents are allowed to opt out of having their kids vaccinated for religious reasons. But some argue that could cause more people to get sick during what's already a health crisis. A new bill would require all kids to be immunized unless they have a medical exemption. Two statues of Confederate generals in Charlottesville are protected by state law. That's according to a judge in a lawsuit filed by the Monument Fund 2 years ago, which claims the city of Charlottesville broke the law when the council voted to remove the downtown statues of Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. The removal of war memorials is currently prohibited in Virginia based on that law. A Minnesota model is making history as the first woman to wear a burkini in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. 21-year-old Halima Aden was born in Kenya, but was raised in St. Cloud. She rose to fame in 2016 for being the first fully covered Muslim woman to compete in the Miss Minnesota beauty pageant. And reports of Woodstock 50's death might be premature. The festival's principal investor said yesterday the event was called off, but he's also the co-founder and 50th anniversary organizer, and now he's saying the 3-day musical festival is on. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.